from KQED.
With time and good rehab, knee injuries mostly heal. But concussions can be another thing, especially for young athletes. This summer, California lawmakers are expected to pass legislation requiring coaches to take concussion awareness and response training. But signs of a head concussion can be hard to spot, especially when players don't know or won't admit that they've been injured because they want to stay in the game. Deirdre Kennedy reports.
Contact sports pose the highest risk for head concussions, and topping that list is soccer. Soccer players often do what's known as a header, using their heads to deflect the ball. But that's not exactly the move 15-year-old Sophia Lee was aiming for when she got her concussion.
I was running toward a ball that was going in the same direction as me, and the goalie got there first. And she kicked the ball really hard. I didn't have enough time to duck, and it hit me right on the side of the face.
And like many people with concussion, she didn't think she had one at first.
The first thing I felt was actually more pain from the impact. I had a swollen lip. I thought I was perfectly fine. I was getting ready to get up and go back to playing. And then my dad was super adamant about getting me to stay out. And I was like, oh, I'm fine. I can play. And then I get to the sideline, and then on comes this major headache.
A headache following a blow to the head or body is often the first sign of concussion. Other symptoms can include dizziness, vomiting, blurred vision or speech, and disorientation, some of which can continue for days, weeks, or in Sophia's case, 2 months.
You don't concentrate as well, you're tired, you're sensitive to all the bright lights, the noises. It wasn't just about sports and my health. I wasn't allowed to watch movies. The computer was bad for me, cell phone was bad for me, everything was bad.
The length of time it takes to fully recover depends on the type of concussion and how the person's body reacts, says Sophia's athletic trainer, Jason Miyamoto.
You know, it's kind of a tough situation because at the end of the day, the way you get better is rest. And you can't buy rest and you can't speed up rest.
Miyamoto is coordinator of the PlaySafe program at UCSF's Department of Orthopedic Surgery. The program provides certified athletic trainers, medical treatment, and education to a number of Bay Area high schools. The team monitors injured athletes and teaches them techniques to avoid getting re-injured.
We do know that people that have had a concussion are at increased risk of having another one. And with every further more concussion, that increases the risk even more.
Cindy Chang is chief medical officer with the U.S. Olympic team. She and neuropsychologist Eric Freitag founded the California Concussion Coalition to educate coaches, parents, and athletes. But even when they know what to look for, coaches can't always tell a player is hurt. Athletes sometimes downplay their symptoms, says Freitag, because they want to stay in the game.
What we're trying to work with athletes on is to let them know that if they have a concussion injury and we treat it right, they will recover, and we can return them back to play when their brain is healthy, when they're going to be better teammates and better prepared to play.
In the heat of the game, high school coaches may only have a few seconds to eyeball each player. Berkeley High School senior football coach Fred Sims says coaches and athletes have always known about concussions. They just didn't take them seriously.
Concussions were viewed before as being hurt. It was, how many fingers do you see? You got it? Okay. You see three people? Okay. Hit the one in the middle. Those kind of things. Now you don't get that. It's no more rub dirt on it and get back in there and play. It is to the category now, you're injured.
And under California law, students suspected of having a concussion are out until they get a medical release to return. Assembly Democrat Mary Hayashi, who wrote that law, is now sponsoring AB 1451, requiring all high school coaches to be certified in concussion response. The California Interscholastic Federation, which oversees all high school sports in the state, says it's been requiring coaches to get concussion training since 2011.
We feel here at the CIF that we're out in front of this, and it's just a matter of getting the word out.
Brian Seymour with the CIF says many coaches just don't know that online courses are available for free. If Hayashi's law passes, coaches will be compelled to complete the training starting next year. For the California Report, I'm Deirdre Kennedy.